evening.
And how are you tonight, Bam?
You leave me, man.
All right, Bam.
I'm in trouble. Leave me alone.
Bam, you always seem to get in trouble.
Leave me.
Why have to get in trouble like
leave
that?
Leave me, man.
All right, Bam.
You see, he never found himself in a trouble yet, you know. It's like I have a chick in United States. This is a letter from December 23rd. My darlingest Bamiko, wishing you a Merry Christmas and hoping you will live to see 1950. You see, them foreign people, them don't know for right Jamaican, you know. So anyhow, I send over for your pen pal business, you know. So she come over and we had the wedding business and thing. So them said that the groom must steal away the bride. Well, I didn't steal her away. We flew. Anyhow, the night in question, all everything was well and thing, so we went home. So all of a sudden, as she decided not to go to bed, so I took off my coat and I stood up and watched her. She go up on the bed, and all of a sudden, she plucked out one of her eye and she put it into the bureau drawer. I said something wrong. Then she took out her teeth then, and she put it into the bureau drawer. Me dear, sir, she screw off one of her hand, and she put it into the bureau drawer. All of a sudden, she took out the whole of her ear off her head, and she put it into the bureau drawer. And she took a screw off her right foot, and she put it into the bureau drawer. And here are. Then come, Nabam. I said, come here. She said, come to bed. I said, I don't know whether I must go into the bed or into the bureau drawer. Anyhow, my dear sir, I